Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beat Buzzing with you today with Ashley McDonald of NCBA. Back with Ashley in just a moment.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you'll have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
The totally redesigned Hustler X1 is the perfect combination of power and versatility. The Hustler X1 mower can do it all. The X1 gives you true commercial quality and design with 52, 60, and 72-inch decks, and you save $1,000 over last year's prices. Hustler's warranty provides extra peace of mind. With mowing speeds up to 10.5 miles per hour and reliability of all day every day, it's the redesigned Hustler X1 for you. To find your Hustler dealer, go to HustlerTurf.com. Save big on the X1. Hustler, they're fun to run.
Just ahead of the summer cattle industry business sessions going on in downtown Denver this week is the U.S. Roundtable for Sustainable Beef Sessions held at the Denver Convention Center. Helping organize the roundtable is the Senior Director for Sustainability for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Ashley McDonald, who tells us what the U.S. Roundtable is really all about.
The U.S. Roundtable for Sustainable Beef formed in 2015. So it's a couple years old at this point. We're celebrating where we have our third annual General Assembly meeting. And it was started as an effort to have a multi-stakeholder collaboration. So we got all segments of the supply chain together to have those discussions about how we can improve the sustainability of the U.S. beef industry. And so that's our mission, and that's why we continue to meet over time to talk about the issues as an entire value chain. So we have retailers, we have packer processors, we have producers, as well as NGOs and civil society members.
So these folks all along the beef value chain are talking about ways to better raise beef in a sustainable way for consumers.
When we come together, it's really a great forum to discuss what consumers are talking about, to talk about what producers are doing on farms and ranches and feedlots across this country, and to share that knowledge between these different sectors. And we'll also hear from some researchers that talk about the market and what consumers are looking for, as well as some academics that talk about new research that has come out in the area of sustainability, in the area of efficiencies. So we'll talk about a broad range of topics from experts across the industry.
Ashley McDonald tells us that we've made a lot of progress in raising beef more sustainably, producing that beef for today's consumer. And it's very important for cattle producers to participate with the U.S. Roundtable for Sustainable Beef to make sure that all parts of the beef value chain understand what a good job is being done.
Well, as many of our listeners probably know, efficiencies in the beef industry are continually happening, whether that is through advances in technology or research in more efficient production practices. All of those things contribute to our sustainability. And so we'll hear from researchers about a lot of those practices. We'll hear about a lot of the research that our National Cattlemen's Beef Association is involved in as a contractor with the Beef Checkoff. So a lot of exciting things going on in the beef industry, and that we want to make sure we share with the entire beef value chain.
And Ashley McDonald adds that it's great to see some cattle producers that have a vision for what this can mean for the cattle industry stepping up and participating.
We have some great producers who have provided, since its inception in 2015, some great feedback to the roundtable. And so we need that feedback continually. So it's really important that producers do get engaged, understand what the roundtable is doing, make sure their voice is heard. You know, NCBA is a founding member, and we're proud to be a founding member of USRSB. We also need those individual farmers, ranchers, and feedlot operators to voice those opinions and talk about the practical implications of all of the things that we're talking about under the realm of sustainability, so that collectively we can all move forward as a beef value chain, again, in improving the sustainability of our industry and developing the trust with consumers.
Ashley McDonald on the U.S. Roundtable for Sustainable Beef. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
OKC West Livestock Auction is the market that makes selling cattle easy. Featuring a new 3-day sale week, owner Bill Barnhart promises to move your cattle quick, easy, and most important, profitably.
We sell our cows on Monday, stock our cattle on Tuesday, feed our cattle on Wednesday.
For more information on how OKC West can help market your cattle, call them direct at 405-262-8800. Click over to their website at OKCWest.com or drop by the sell barn located just east of El Reno on historic Route 66. Stop selling cattle the hard way. For service at its best, call OKC West.
That's your Beef Buzz from Denver. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.